بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The ayat and the discussion with regard to amanat, fulfillment of amanat, and the other justice, that there must be fairness in everything. These are, the Quran Sharif explains, two very fundamental basic qualities for anything to function, to carry on, and for barakat to come, for Allah's rahmat to come. If there isn't fulfillment of amanat, and if there isn't justice, then destruction follows. Ulama have written that a country can run with a kufr government, but it won't run with a government that hasn't got justice. That it will come to an end. When there isn't justice, then there are great difficulties come. Things become expensive, things become scarce. They are all riots, fights that take place. And the destruction is the end result. So therefore, justice is also very necessary and also amanat. Justice is not only in the government, but even in our homes. For example, with our children, we must treat them all equally and fairly. If there is an argument, a fight between our wives and our mother, the wife and the mother-in-law, then also don't take part. See who is right, and in a suitable way, keeping everyone's respect in its place, but make clear who is right, who is wrong. The person who is wrong must correct himself, whether it is the wife and you love her very much, or whether it is your mother and you have great concern and great care for her. But who is wrong will be wrong. So justice must be maintained there. Everywhere else, in the workplace, everywhere, and especially for governments also, there must be justice. As long as there is justice, goodness prevails wherever justice prevails. And when justice leaves a place, then all destruction comes. And this has been seen throughout the annals of history also, that whenever any government, or even in the home, or any workplace, any institution, anywhere where there is justice, then a lot of barakat and rahmat comes. So justice is a very important aspect also in our deen. And this is also part of our deen. We normally, unfortunately, because we don't work on our deen, we think our deen is just to make some namazes, then we are all right. We have fulfilled the right of deen. Deen is much, much more than that. As we can see from here, we should realize all the amanats which are upon us, and then fulfill all those amanats. And then wherever we have to make a decision, it must be based on justice, on complete and full justice. Only then will goodness come. So these are two basic principles here in this place the Quran Sharif has mentioned. And of course the Quran Sharif has got about over 6,600 ayahs. So these are just two of those which are mentioned here. They are very basic and very important. But we should try and practice on all the commandments of Allah. And that should be the object of our life. Unfortunately, we haven't made that at all the object. Our object is just to carry on every day, get up, do whatever work we have to do, go and sleep, and just see that things carry on. We haven't got a purpose and an object in life. We have to make our purpose an object for what Allah has sent us. And that object is to uphold all His commands, to act according to His commands, which are not only in ibadat, but Islam is complete, a complete way of life. And all that has to come into us. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance of our deen, to learn our deen, to practice it, and then to propagate it, and try and get everyone to practice it as well. And that is also part of our duty, not just to practice ourselves. Today we don't even learn deen. We just think deen is when we go to the maktab, now finish, we have learned deen for life. Whereas it is an ongoing procedure. We have to learn deen in all the aspects of deen. Not just what is taught in the maktab, that is just how to read Quran Sharif and a few basic masail. But the deen is much more vast than that. and we have to keep on learning deen and establishing deen, and the deen becomes alive. We spend our lives in all other things besides deen, and we establish all other things. We are much more concerned to have a beautiful home, to see that everything is functioning properly, every bulb is burning, every light is in order. All that we will worry about, our gardens must be the best in the neighborhood, but about our deen, we don't worry at all. Whereas that is the very purpose and object for which Allah has sent us and for which Allah has created all the things. They are here to serve us so that we could serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So these two important things, justice and the fulfillment of amanat, may Allah let us realize that importance also and fulfill it accordingly also. Wa akhiru da'wana.